one.
Yeah. 7 o'clock, I call to order the Appian Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of the Open Meetings Act. Copy of it is on the back wall. Prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce a procedure that will be used for this meeting. We respect each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. With that, we have a quorum call.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Arnwell.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Hinsky.
Here.
Caesar. Weed.
Here.
And Sherper.
Here. I have an excused absence for Director Rich Teaser. Item 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Arnwell.
Aye.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Hinsky.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
yes. Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion to separate the consent agenda. Item A on the approval of the minutes.
Item A.
Down at number 7.
7A.
7A.
Okay. Item 7A has been moved for separate action. Let's vote on item 7B then. I heard it first.
Okay.
Motion sure. On 7B.
Second. Sure.
And our second.
Second.
Second on 7B. Approval of the Dakota County Rural Water Advisory Minutes. Roll call.
Mr. McCormick, our director.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brunwell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Reed.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Sherper.
Aye. Item 7A, I need a motion to approve the board minutes of last month.
Motion.
And by Tim McCormick.
Tim McCormick.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
And second to approve the minutes. Any discussion?
Yes, sir. I'd like to have, I'm requesting for request or corrections to the January online minutes made this evening. If you just handed them out.
Can you repeat the what correction you want?
The correction, change, where it says Director Grunewald made comments regarding the purpose of the project too. Again, for the record, this nation is $22 trillion in debt, and the state is hundreds of millions in debt, and the Missouri River levy bank modification serves no benefit to anyone.
Subject to verification of the podcast, I would accept this correction. Especially with the credit to Director Grunewald. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Grunewald.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we voting?
This is corrected. This will be added to the written minutes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kaminsky.
No.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yeah. Item 8, agency reports. Neil Jensen, well, before we get involved, there's some students in the audience, right? From UNO, welcome to the PAPI NRD meeting. I hope you're learning a lot, and I hope you learn a little tonight. So welcome to our meeting. Paul Woodward, you invited him, right?
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, talk to Paul. So, Neil, come on up, please. Thank you.
Maybe.
This day is hundreds of millions.
Okay. First thing I want to talk about tonight, NRCS is seeking proposals for conservation collaboration grants. This grant can be applied by local agencies, tribes, you know, clear down to communities and stuff can apply for this grant. The purpose of the grant is to build more capacity for NRCS and that local entity to have more technical assistance, but it also is looking at projects that for soil health, improve water quality, wildlife habitat, improve ag land, and it can also assist communities with building local food projects. And so the deadline for this grant is fairly close here. Just got the information here towards the end of January. February 20th is when the grant, there's going to be about $2.5 million available. The minimum request is $20,000. The maximum you can request is $1 million. I will let you know that Terry Schumacher has already approached me. He's one of your staff members about this grant, and between him and John Winkler have had some discussions on this. It'll be up to them to decide whether they're going to go ahead with that application, but just kind of make you aware of that. At least I was approached. So, opportunity there to help get more conservation on the ground. Next thing I've got, we've hired Kyle Madsen as a survey technician in our Blair Field office. This is not an NRCS employee, it's a contract employee. We've lost, I mentioned, a technician out of our office there, and so this is a way of getting some person back on the ground here to help us out and get someone trained. I've not heard anything on the radio or the TV today as to what's happening with Congress and any shutdown, if there's been any votes there. But
you're going to work tomorrow.
And I guess why I bring it up is if there is a shutdown Friday, the local NRCS offices, my best guess is we will be working. Before they opened us, the government back open, we were going to a second level of, we'd always been working since December. By February 3rd, they were going to start furloughing national staff, state staff, probably some of the area staff, but the local staff, we were still going to be working. They want us out in the field helping producers get their EQIP contracts obligated, get conservation on the ground. So, I suspect that plan would go into effect if the government shuts down. And so expect that we will be working most likely after Friday, even if the government shuts down. So I can also tell you on some staffing that we're looking at. Tentatively, it looks like we'll have a biologist in Blair. They got to go through the security on that person, but hopefully in another month or two we will hear that we will have a biologist. The biologist will work on wetland determinations. These are requests from producers to do work in wetter areas. And beyond that, that's all I've got. Any questions?
Are you talking about wetlands restoration or wetlands removal or both?
Well, it could be whatever that producer's wanting to do. It could be putting drain tile in, removing trees. but gives us some staff to be able to respond quicker.
All right, thank you.
State.
No.
Yeah, Larry.
Thank you, Neil. I guess there's only 6 days to try to write a grant, and historically, I wonder how many of the tribes actually, you know, write for these grants.
That I don't know. I'm not aware of, okay, of any of the tribes here in Nebraska, okay, applying.
And yeah, I guess if you would have been here in January, you might have told us about it in January.
I didn't know about it at the January meeting. The announcement on it didn't come out until about the third week in January, I believe.
Okay. I guess
I literally found out about this at NACD in San Antonio, and they approached me, and I was like, we didn't even know about it. No. So it's an end.
Our state office sent all the NRD an email in regard to it, and that's when Terry approached me.
Well, just in the future, I guess we all work together to get the information out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Adam B., Nebraska Associated Research District. Tim Fowler, NIRD.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We held the annual NARD Legislative Conference in Lincoln, January 29th through 30th. And I think this is the first time in my entire tenure that we had every single director show up, and which is great. We worked with all the legislative activities, great sidebars as well as breakout sessions for some of the new directors. Overall, very robust. Great to meet the state senators, as always, and break bread and gather their thoughts, and they get to talk to us. Overall, it was really good. As for the National Association of Conservation Districts, I went down to San Antonio February 2nd through the 6th. It was nice to thaw out a little bit on the Riverwalk, I will say. This year is primarily about the Farm Bill. It's nice to have it signed going forward. And at this time, we're looking at the different appropriations of all the different funds. And so all the various committees are working on those junctures and working with our state senators and congressmen and such. Couple items that came out of this conference that were kind of cool. I will say that, first of all, we have a brand new president. Brent Van Dyke moved on, and now it's Tim Palmer out of Truro, Iowa. He was sworn in. One of the other neat things was there's a new, they announced a, call it a cooperative agreement between Ducks Unlimited and NACD now. Both their histories and what they actually do for conservation really just dovetail on top of each other. So they figure, let's combine forces and do greater things. So that was really kind of neat to see. We announced our $1 million urban grant conservation grants for this year, and we had all of them presented. And that's near and dear to my heart because I sit on the urban grant RPG for the past 2 years. And one of the neatest things coming from this is we were kind of like their redhead stepchild for many years. You know, you had the ranchers and the producers there, and then it's those urban guys. Well, as more people are getting into urban, more land's taking out of production, they've realized you've got to answer this. And how do we train our youth? How do we get conservation practices back even in the urban setting? And it's now, thanks to Senator Staubenow out of Michigan, the language was added into the Farm Bill. So there's money set aside for urban, and now we're moving out on it. Our particular group has been very boisterous, and I can tell you, sitting in these meetings, we had our grant recipients come in from all over, those who could make it, and just hearing their passion of the things they've done, and I'd like to pass these down, if I could, to my fellow directors. This particular group is out of Tampa, Florida. They received our grant years ago when we first started, and now they are a year-round urban grant organization. And you can look at this flyer, it's pretty thick, and all the good things they are doing in all their communities. Got an extra one? Whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody taking a seat.
But you can see what we're finding out is once you get these grants started, they're just blossoming in the communities, and that's exactly what we're wanting to do across the country. I'll read a little bit of an announcement here. Announced $1 million in urban agriculture conservation funding for 20 conservation districts across 14 states. That's what we just did for 2019, and we'll start building the next one. NECD and the U.S. Department of Agriculture and NRCS have partnered since 2016, creating an urban agriculture conservation grant initiative to increase technical capacity in developed or developing areas. With this announcement, NECD and NRCS have awarded over $4 million to 81 conservation districts across 34 states. So we keep building and building and building, and it's kind of exciting to be a part of it. I know of one in Nebraska that was awarded last year, and I'd like to grow it further in Nebraska, as well as the other four states I run. But overall, a really good NACD conference. One of my breakout sessions was dealing with soils, and I must admit I'm not a soils expert, but it was kind of enlivening how we've gone from no-till, now we're working with cover crop. And this group that talked about is, they're talking about regeneration of soil. And it kept kind of hitting my head here that they said we've had civilizations literally go away because they overused the soil and they died out. How about we regenerate the soil? And their practices they were preaching were really interesting. They had some scientists from Land O'Lakes, and they're literally down on the molecular level how plants are talking to the soil and how we can actually get the soil healthier and so we don't end up being the dustbin of history. Really cool stuff. And then I ended up driving up north of San Antonio just because they invited me up, and I got to see some of their actually ranching land there where they got bison, they got steers, they got farmland, and how they use their practices. And you can literally look down their fence line when their neighbor, which it was just a dust barren because they let the cattle overgraze and they don't do any practices. And over here, it was actually gloriously beautiful. And anyways, it's a great conference. I highly recommend anybody to go to these things, especially if you never have, because you always, these are salt of the earth people. They care for the land, ranchers, farmers, and are even us urban folks. We all have a lot to add to the table. And anyway, good conference. That is my report.
Ultimate.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. Did they ever bring up vertical farming in any of your
sessions? Yes, they did. Actually, they had a whole segment and a breakout session on that.
Good.
Okay. Tim? Item D, NRD's annual Washington, D.C. meeting. That's will be March 30th to April 3rd. We usually send a couple of representatives, so if any of the directors have an interest in going and joining me, let me know. I'll decide.
This is what I like to see the track.
Item E, legislative report. Russ Blackwell.
Oh, mine.
Huh?
Nice. Ron, stay there. He didn't want to follow me back after all.
Oh, it was a long drive.
So we had a hearing today on LB 177, the district's extension of its bonding authority. Jim Thompson and I testified on behalf of the district and then the NARD. Omaha sent a rep to testify on behalf of Mayor Stothert. The district did receive 18 letters of support from Tom Lemmel, BHI, Inc., Build Omaha, Celebrity, Frank Krejci, Omaha Chamber of Commerce, Sarpy County, Bellevue, Gretna, La Vista, Papillion, Springfield, South Sioux City, City of Blair, Dakota City, Gotch Enterprises, and the Nebraska Water Resources Association. So they will take that, the committee will take that up probably in the next few weeks to see if it gets advanced from committee. And so we'll continue to work with the senators. There was a number of other testifying facts that need to be corrected, and so we will do that in the next week or so, and then we'll continue to work with the committee on the next step. So thanks, Jim, for coming down, and the City of Omaha for sending a personal rep, and then obviously all the letters of support that we received this time. I think the first time in 2009, I think we maybe scratched a couple letters of support. So that was a big change, so appreciate that.
I have to correct you. There was some allegations made, not facts.
There we go. Okay.
We have to fact check and let the committee know that no, we don't give gifts of $100,000 and it has nothing to do with our bonding, but that was stipulated in the committee for the proponents. So, yeah, it was a good, John did a tremendous job presenting the real facts and real truth about what we've done the last 9 years, and hopefully can continue in the next 10 years. Public hearing for land acquisition, Western Douglas County Trail Project, John Winkler. I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the hearing to order at 7, I believe it's 20 p.m. We have the evidence of the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald. Explanation of purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
Good evening, directors. Just a little background. We are required to have a separate public hearing for land acquisition for recreational trails, which this is. So this public hearing is going to sound a little different than our typical land acquisition hearing. So this hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 2-3234-04. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District shall consider and explain the following. The proposed route for the Western Douglas County Trail and the mode of travel to be permitted, the areas adjacent to such route to be utilized by the district for scenic, historic, natural, cultural, and developmental purposes, the characteristics that make the proposed route suitable as a trail, plans for developing, operating, and maintaining the trail, any anticipated problems enforcing the proper use of the proposed trail or hazards to private real property adjacent to such trail, the current status of the real property ownership and current and potential uses of the real property in and along the proposed route, the estimated cost of acquisition of the real property or an interest therein needed for the proposed route, and the extent and type of private real property interest needed to establish the proposed trail, the right-of-way acquisition process, and the circumstances under which eminent domain may be utilized. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person regarding the trail being considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Item 5 is identification of exhibits. The agenda itself is an exhibit, as well as the proof of publications and the affidavits of the publishing of the notice. Explanation of purpose of the scope of the project and to identify the rest of the exhibits. Eric Williams, please.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Which was the last exhibit you listed?
I just did the proof of publication, so you can identify the rest.
Great. Exhibit 4 is on the screen now. That would be the project design map. The map displayed on the screen shows the design for the entire project. The trail includes a connection from the Twin Rivers YMCA across the Union Pacific Railroad, which is parallel to East Reichmuth Road on the map, connecting to North 270th Street and following along the west side of the street, parallel to the Douglas County West Schools facility. The trail crosses East Meigs Street, North 270th Street, and continues south along the east side of North 270th Street, connecting with Taylor Street at the northwest corner of the Mallard Landing development. It's listed as end project on the map. The trail will permit people walking, running, or riding bicycles. Motorized vehicles of any kind will be prohibited from trail use. No adjacent areas to the trail project will be utilized for the district for any scenic, historic, natural, cultural, or development considerations. This location is suitable for use as a trail due to the flat terrain, high visibility by trail users and adjacent street users, and has connectivity between several important locations in and around the City of Valley. This proposed trail route connects between Douglas County West Schools and the Twin Rivers YMCA, allowing for safer and easier access to recreation facilities. The trail will also provide connectivity from Mallard Landing into the City of Valley, allowing increased recreation, active transportation, and access to natural resources for residents. The trail development has been led by the NRD in close collaboration with community stakeholders, including residents, representatives from the YMCA, Douglas County West Schools, and 3M, which has the facility on the east side of 270th Street, and coordinated with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for implementation of federal aid funding on the project. After completion, the trail will be operated and maintained by the City of Valley and the NRD. There are no anticipated problems with enforcing proper use of the trail. The next exhibit is Exhibit 5, which is the project right-of-way map. There are several pages. The first one is shown here. There's a table that outlines the specific parcels on the project and the acreage and type of
property acquisition that will it will be sought by the Nebraska Department of Transportation Right-of-Way Division. Real property along the trail route is owned by private interests, all of whom have been involved in the stakeholder engagement process throughout the design of the trail. There are 8 parcels which will be impacted by the trail with 6 distinct land owners. Property rights for the trail are expected to be acquired from some owners. Permanent easements are expected, and temporary easements are expected to allow for construction. The table on the map that, or I'm sorry, on the exhibit that you see here actually does list 9 distinct parcels. The last parcel, there was a design change and an updated version of the right-of-way plans has been provided to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. So the last parcel is not part of the expected acquisition discussion by NDOT, and that has been communicated to that property owner. The estimated cost of acquisition of real property, including easements, is $446,000, according to a letter from the Nebraska Department of Transportation. The extent and type of real property interests needed to establish the proposed trail is indicated on the table on page 1 of the project right-of-way map, and that's displayed on the screen here. Right-of-way acquisition will be handled by the Nebraska Department of Transportation Right-of-Way Division, according to NDOT policies. Eminent domain may be utilized if the parties cannot reach a resolution through good faith negotiations and after all recreational trail eminent domain statutory requirements are satisfied. The next exhibit is Exhibit 6. This is the certified mail sent to the landowners. These are the receipts from when the letters were distributed to each of the property owners. We did receive back the signed confirmation that all of the letters were delivered to the property owners, and we also received email communication from some property owners discussing what would be happening at the hearing now and the progress on the status of the project. And that concludes the list of exhibits for the project.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Agenda item 7 has received testimony and statements. Is there anyone in the public that would like to make any comment or have any input on this project? Second time, any public input? Okay, third and final time. Okay, we will close the hearing at 7:28 p.m. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Item 10, subcommittee reports. Item A, executive subcommittee. Myself.
Point of order. Mr. Chairman, did we ever get our legislative report, or did I was?
I just gave it.
Okay, yeah. That was it. That was the report.
That was
the kind of okay. Hush black bell, but it came from
GM.
Okay. Thank you.
Be resolved, the minutes of February 12, 2019 meeting of the executive subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes. Upon recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. On the vacancy, recommendation that the following individual advance for further consideration, Danny Bagley, David Corbin, John Nelson. For a nomination, qualified candidates may be made by any board member at the February 14th meeting on nomination and second of a prospective candidate. Those individuals forwarded by the executive subcommittee or nominated herein provided may address the board up for up to 5 minutes prior to public comment and board discussion and voting.
I will take it alphabetically, and if you take that first name or last name, it works out either way. Danny, David, John, Begley, Corbin, Nelson. So, Danny, you're up. I'm going to have 2 questions, and then I'll open it up to other questions.
Okay.
So, roughly 5 minutes.
Roughly.
I'm not going to get a thing and yank you out. First of all, we've got a mechanism we talked about at the legislative hearing today about bonding and how we finance. And I'm asking, do you have any thoughts on a bonding tool as a method of finance?
Chairman Thompson, thanks for the time and fellow directors. I'm honored to be here tonight. And to answer your question, bonding, I fully support bonding authority in LB 177. I think it's a valuable tool that helps an NRD, and if it, the director's is able to spend that money wisely, but it's also, I think, a good investment for the NRD as well. I fully support it.
Okay. My second question is, you know the other two candidates.
I do.
You've read the resumes, perhaps online. I assume you have, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Right.
With that knowledge, why would we select you?
Well, it's a fair question, and my two gentlemen sitting to my left, very impressive resumes. I don't have a PhD, and I am not an attorney, but the skill set I bring, I have lived in that part of – I haven't lived in the district my entire 49-plus years, but it's somewhere I've raised my kids and I grew up, and public service is a big thing in my family. Chairman Thompson and fellow directors, it's something that I grew up with. I look at Director Conley sitting there, and my dad in the early 80s and my mother, when we got cable TV, they loved watching the city council, the Omaha City Council and the state legislature, and that became important in our family, watching legends like Director Conley, and I look at the other directors here who I've got names a little mixed up, but I'd like to thank each one of you for putting your name on a ballot and running. It's not an easy thing to do. So to your question, my answer is it's public service is big in my family, and I've worked on other campaigns for many years of other friends of mine. And not only do I ask humbly for each of you to vote for me, because that's what politicians do. They ask for your votes, right? And I've talked to almost all of you, and I really appreciated the conversations we had. And these are two smart gentlemen over here, but I not only put my name in the hat for this, but also I fully intend to run in 2020. This is something that I'm passionate about. The more I read up on the Papio NRD, you know, I look back, and it's great that the UNO students are here, because public service, you know, they say this is a lower ballot race, but $70+ million budget, it's really important. I mean, not a lot of people care about this, but I know from my position as vice president of my local union, those things are important. These boards are important. You spend a lot of money, you make a lot of decisions, and I have a passion for that, and I would look forward to, if I'm the one chosen, I would love to work with you, and we wouldn't agree all the time, but I would work hard, and I would listen, and I would make the best decisions I can based on the homework that I would do.
Okay. Questions from the board? Brad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to ask you, how do you feel about flood control?
Good question, Director Bradley. I guess a couple of things come to mind with flood control. I live right off Saddle Creek and Pacific Street. I've lived there for 10 years, and I grew up in the Cathedral area. Also lived in South Omaha for several years. And where I live, I'll go back, I guess, to 1986. I was a friend of mine, dearly departed friend who's passed away, grew up at 4410 Chicago Street, and that's about four houses up from Saddle Creek. And it was, I think, a Saturday night, if I remember. I was like a junior in high school, and we didn't have cell phones in them days, but buddies and I went down to their house, you know, after church probably we were at, and and it had rained really heavy, you know, it's a working-class family, my friend. Dad worked in Mutual, his mom worked for the Corps of Engineers, and big water rainstorm, and it flooded their basement. So we're, you know, 16, 17 years old. We're bailing water out of his basement. So, you know, that kind of opened my eyes as I matured and grew older, that what this board does with flood control, it's important. And we didn't know what the hell we were doing, bailing water out, and my dad and his dad were having a few beers watching us work, but we got the basement cleared out, caused a lot of damage. So that resonated in my mind on what flood damage can do. And another thing, if I can, Director Bradley, I think it was like around 2000, there was a gentleman that lost his life behind Ashley Ford off of like 72nd, maybe Bedford up there. Those things are important, you know, property and lives, and what you guys do here is important work. So you know, I would look at the science and listening to experts. I don't know the answers to everything, but there's a lot of smart people that do, and I would take their counsel and do the best I could to, on the issue of flooding and how to prepare for it or prevent it.
Who knows?
I know you came here with a prepared statement. Is there anything you want to say that you haven't said with regards to?
Well, thanks for the question, Director Conley. I guess what I would say is, again, I intend to run for this board in 2020. The neighborhood goes from roughly 120th and Dodge. It goes to Keystone. It goes to Dundee, Holy Name Cathedral, Benson. You know, in my job at OPPD in 29 years, I get all over. I've even, you know, one important point I'd like to make, I know it's, you know, it's the middle of Omaha, and that's where I grew up. I never grew up on a farm like many of you have, but I had, in like 2004 to 08, in my job at OPPD, I work out of the Elkhorn Center, and I cover the areas of Utan, Meade, LaShera, up north to Arlington, Kennard. So while I represent Midtown Omaha in the areas I described, Director Conley, I'll go back to my late mother and my father, who's passed. He was a mailman. My mom was a teacher. In public service, again, I don't mean to reiterate the point, but my brother Jim's on the MUD board. My mother served on the MUD board. That was in my resume you guys read. It was big in my family, and I want to instill that not only to these UNO youngsters back here, but in my own four kids, who I love dearly. And we've worked on my mom's campaign, my brothers, and other friends of mine. Public service is really, really an important issue. And I don't know all the answers of the Papillion NRD, but I look forward to, if you choose me, I'd be honored to serve. And I really do want to run for this. And it's a passion of mine that I'll show up to the meetings. I'll be on time, and I'll work hard. I can pledge that to you.
Thank you. We've gone over 5 minutes. Any quick last-minute question? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Thank you.
Mr. Corbin.
Thank you.
First question I have, which you already heard, but I'll reiterate it, is as a bonding or as a mechanism for financing, we have bonding authority. Can you tell me your thoughts? And I should add that you may not know the intricacies of how we do bonding and all such like
that's
that.
That's correct. I don't know the intricacies.
But I'm not going to hold you to that.
I definitely do support bonding. And I'm, as a matter of fact, I'm reading a book right now talking about the origin, how they got started, and how it's made a difference in human culture. So I'm a strong believer in it.
Okay. Then second, you've seen the resumes, I assume. You know these gentlemen?
I know them both, yes.
why should we pick you?
Well, I've, and looking at both your mission and the purposes of the Natural Resources District, I feel that my background fits in well. And this particular list behind you, I don't have experience in all of those, but I certainly have experience in more than half of those through either my teaching, taught it for 31 years at UNO and teach a course at Creighton now in my retirement called Energy Policy. So I've been involved in this. I'm the chair of the Sierra Club for the Nebraska chapter. So the wildlife part and water, both water quality and quantity are issues that I've been involved with for all of my life. I was raised in New Mexico, where we had water deficits, and we always had to worry about, well, where are we going to get our water? And we had to drill down in our well on our ranch, you know, like 400 feet to hit water. And so I've always been very much of a conservationist in all of my life, and I've lived in Puerto Rico, New Mexico, Saskatchewan, Maryland. But I've been in Nebraska now since 1980, so in the same house. And so I very much care for the community and consider myself a Nebraskan.
We're in Mexico, or New Mexico.
Pardon me?
Where in New Mexico?
I went to school in a little town called Estancia, but then I moved to Albuquerque my last 2 years.
Right. questions from directors? Everybody?
Yes, sir. Dr. Corbin. Tough question, though, but and again, if you may not know all the intricacies, but sometimes on this board you'll face some really tough decisions.
Sure.
One of them, eminent domain.
Yes.
What do you think about
it? It is a difficult issue, and there are, you know, whether you're talking about for the public good is what really has to be decided. What is in the public good? And I think it's boards like you that decide, well, how will this benefit the community? And if it does, then that's something that's necessary. It's not something that, you know, that you would take as a first course, just like it was just presented here, that you give good, faithful bids, and then only then do you resort to that. So, situational, too. So it depends on what the particular issue is. But certainly I know that there are that the authority is there and it's necessary.
You got a few minutes. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to add that other than the letter of application that I submitted, giving my background, there were a couple of things that I left out, and that is that I also worked with the planning for Omaha by Design, and Omaha by Design, we submitted a lot of suggestions to the City Council, and those were accepted. That was a very long process. I'm used to working. I'm used to planning. I'm a policy person. I do my homework. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination I know that if I were to be selected that there would be a learning curve for me, and I would look to all of you who have had the experience to help me out. But I do think I'm a quick learner. I do my research, and I think I would be a good addition.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Nelson. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have this bonding mechanism. I want to get your thoughts, and I might know them, but in your own words about our ability to bond and finance projects.
Well, I'm a strong advocate of bonding for the NRDs. And my experience is based on my third year in the Nebraska legislature when your lobbyist came to me and asked if I would prioritize Senator Gay's bill to authorize NRDs, at least specifically this RD, to issue bonds in large numbers. And I can't remember his name, but he stalked me. And finally, I talked to Tim Gay, and we don't like to use our priorities lightly down there, but I agreed to prioritize the bill. So I got involved with arguing for the bill, and we got it passed. That was in 2009. And I think it made an immeasurable difference on what this board was able to do to get funding in advance like that. And it was a big saving, I think, for the board in the long run, because as costs go up, you were able to do some things and get a head start on things. So I'm very happy that I participated in that, and I think it's worked out well.
Okay, good answer. Secondly, you've seen the resumes. Obviously, you've seen the two candidates in action here. Why would we pick you?
Well, I'm at a disadvantage because it never occurred to me to look online to see who the other two were. I was just notified to be here. And I do know Mr. Corbin a little bit. But I'll give a little bit of my background in answer to that. I grew up on a family farm in Fillmore County, which is about 24 miles south of York. And my parents were born, and my parents were married, right at the beginning of the Depression, and went through that and through the dust storms and the drought and everything like that. My father was saved the farm and served on Soil Conservation Board, so I heard a lot about that. And then he served several terms on the REA board, the York Fillmore board, and which is now called Perennial. And he died in the 70s in a farm accident, so I was appointed to serve out his term. And that was my first experience, really, with public service. And I enjoyed that very much, expanding REA to the area of York and Fillmore County. And then I'm a graduate of Creighton Law School. I practice law, still do, on a part-time basis. But I reached a point in my life, I thought if I was ever going to run for the legislature, I would do that. And so I was elected from District 6 in 2006 and served in 2007 to about the middle of 2014, where I was appointed lieutenant governor to fill a vacancy. So I served for several months in that capacity, and then I've been out for about 5 years now. I've served on several boards. I think I've had a real breadth of experience in a lot of ways. The foundation, History of Nebraska, which is used to be called the State Historical Society. I've served on that 2015, and I'm currently also serving on the Courtyard Committee, Capitol Courtyard Committee, to raise the money for finishing those. And our goal is $1.4 million, and we've raised over $1 million for that. I was a deputy election commissioner for 8 years in Douglas County, and my district was central Nebraska. We still have the family farm, my sister and I. But so I do the management of that from afar, get out there every once in a while. The upper Big Blue District, we're right on the south end of that. So most of my information from about NRDs comes from that, the publications that they put out. We also get the lower Big Blue. My grandfather was the first farmer in Fillmore County to put down a deep well irrigation well, and my dad followed the next year. So I go back to the days of keeping ditches intact, and then irrigation tubes, and we still farm with a circular pivot there. But soil conservation has always been very important to me. I won't go into all that, but I will say I still take the Farm Journal on successful farming, and soil enhancement now is very, very important, as is the conservation of water. I still get irritated if people run water in a sink until it gets hot, because I don't believe in wasting water. So I think I just have to say that I'm interested in, even though I have plenty to keep me busy now and serving on the board to fill out this term for a couple of years. I think it'd be a great experience, and I think I could be of assistance. I was on the Appropriations Committee for 8 years and got involved in a lot of finance down there.
Directors, any other questions? Larry?
You ran off.
Well,
any
You got a couple of minutes, a little bit of time if you want to add, but that's
quite... Do I still have more time?
Well, compared to what Danny took.
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, yield your time.
You can yield your time.
No, I...
Thank you very much. I appreciate your consideration.
All right.
Director Thompson, if I can I get 5 seconds? I just wanted to correct one thing in my application to clear my conscience. My oldest daughter, Megan, pointed out to me that she doesn't have a BA. She has a BS from Creighton Environmental Science. So I'll rest easy tonight. Thank you for letting me correct that. I made an error on that.
Correction, so no.
Thank you. Thank you.
Include the interviews.
Have a motion.
Discussion motion.
Huh?
Motion.
Need a motion.
Motion.
We need
it. Yeah, I mean,
who do we pick?
I make a motion that we select a director for Sub-District 7.
We.
Let me rephrase
where we're at here. We've concluded the interviews for the three candidates. The resumes have been hopefully absorbed by the directors making the decision. At this point, the resolution that we have to pass is that one is hereby appointed as director by the Papio NRD. So with that, I'll, if you don't have a motion, I'll make a motion to pick one of the three.
But may I...
You have a question. Yeah, you can have a question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can we vote up or down one person, or do we each director say who they like or who they vote for individually and tally up the votes?
No, I want a motion and a second on the successful candidate.
And then you have a vote. So if you have a motion and a second, you have a vote.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to speak up. Yeah, so someone has to make a motion. And then
I'll motion seven
for Danny Begley. I'll second that.
What did you say?
And motion second. Any comments from the public?
Who made the motion?
Tim Fowler.
Okay.
Directors, any other comments?
Is there any other?
Hmm?
Is there any? You can have another nomination.
Maybe we can.
Go ahead. I think.
No. You want another candidate? Is that what?
I mean, we could do that.
I nominate John Nelson.
Need a second.
Thinking on the vote. We go. Okay, it's been nominated to for John Nelson. There's a second to that.
I'll second.
Been nominated second. Let's vote on the two candidates. Unless there's any other nominations.
Would that be correct, Brent? Then each director votes for.
Then we have the two square off.
We do a ballot.
Brett, let me know.
It has to be a public vote.
By the way, students, this doesn't happen very often.
Government at work.
Government at work.
So yeah, we would vote.
Right, and then the winner, I mean, gets the most votes. Okay. Roll.
Well, no, the winner gets a new.
Whoever gets the most votes is then the.
One gets the most votes, and then he's approved.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So
there'd be a vote, and then another vote.
In the resolution. Yeah. Right. So we publicly vote on one of the two candidates.
Yes. Open vote.
Everyone understand that? Candidates, you understand it? Directors, you understand it? Vote for one. And we won't have a tie. There's only nine of us.
That's good.
So, roll call. Remember, you're voting on one of the two that have been nominated.
Yes.
Bigley.
McCormick.
Bigley.
Yes.
Bigley.
Please.
Bigley.
Yes.
Bigley.
Conley. Bagley.
Fowler.
Bagley.
Did Grunewald vote?
I'm sorry.
Just so there's not unanimous, I'll go for Nelson since I won.
Now, the record show that Gunwald and I are agreeing on something tonight. I vote for Nelson as well.
Results? All right.
Now we need to
make a motion. Now the resolution. Whereas chairperson of the board of the Papua NRD notified the board of the resignation of District 7 Director Patrick Leahy, and whereas the board of directors has responsibility and authority to select a successor, now therefore be resolved that Danny Bagley, is it Danny? Is that the formal name?
Yes.
Danny Bagley be and is hereby appointed as director of the Papua Missouri River NRD for the remainder of the expired term of District 7 position and until a successor is elected and qualified, with effective date of the appointment being February 14th, 2019. Be further resolved that a certified copy of this resolution be filed with the Secretary of State, State of Nebraska, as required by law. Roll call on.
We need a motion.
We need a motion on that resolution.
So moved.
Been moved.
Seconded.
Tim McCormick.
Any comments from the public? Any other comments from directors? Director,
we might need another table.
The district will be well served because all three candidates are well qualified. Yeah. Thank you.
Indeed. Roll call.
Yes.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Arnold.
Yes.
Gaff.
Yes.
And Shepard. Yes. Thank you for coming out. I encourage
Thank you.
With that, we're going to swear in Danny Bagley. Are you ready?
I am.
Martin, or who's going to do the honors? Gene Tate.
And raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Danny Bagley.
You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
And without mental reservation.
And without mental reservation.
Or for purpose of evasion.
Or for purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform the duties of the office.
Perform the duties of the office.
Of Director of the Papio Missouri River Natural
Resources. Of Director of the Papio Natural Resources.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
And I do further swear.
And I do further swear.
That I do not advocate.
That I do not advocate.
Nor am I a member.
Nor am I a member.
Of any political party.
Of any political party.
Or organization that advocates.
Or organization that advocates
the overthrow of government.
The overthrow of the government
of the United States.
Of the United States.
Or of this state.
Or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
And that during such time.
And that during such time.
As I am in this position.
As I am in this position.
I will not advocate.
I will not advocate.
Nor become a member.
Nor become a member
of any political party.
Of any political party
or organization,
or organization
that advocates the overthrow,
that advocates the overthrow
of the government of the United States,
of the government of the United States,
or of this state,
or of this state,
by force or violence,
by force or violence. So help me God. Thank you.
It's a seat, doesn't it?
Congratulations. Danny, have a chair.
frying pan and into the fire.
There you go.
There's no time to celebrate.
No, I guess not.
Jump right in.
All right. We're going to move right on. All right. There's an agenda in there, and if you don't feel comfortable voting,
you can abstain.
You can abstain.
Is that okay? Thank you.
Yeah, that's, some of them are pretty mundane, but otherwise we'll move on to item B, Program Projects. Operate Subcommittee Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 12th, 2019 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10B1, Amendment Number 2 to the Professional Service Agreement with HDR Engineering for the Little Papio Creek Channels Stabilization Project. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment 2 to Professional Service Agreement with HDR Engineering in the amount of $27,878 for the Little Papio Creek Channel Stabilization Project, bringing the total not to exceed $458,413 subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Comments from the public? Staff? Directors, any comment? Roll call on the motion.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Heckley.
Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Runmore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Item number 10B2, Missouri River R613, R616 Levy Improvement Project. Item number 10BA, Award of the Bid for Project Construction. Recommendation that the lead general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Graham Construction in an amount of $22,811,811 for the construction of modifications to Missouri River R-613/R-616 levy systems, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comments from the public? Additional by staff? Directors?
Comments?
Good one.
Please pass this down.
Sure.
The GM said during his report at the December 2018 board meeting, quote, that levy was going to lead to the relocation of the 55th wing if that levy wasn't going to be guaranteed to be brought to FEMA certification standard. There was no question about it. Chairman Thompson said, if you seriously think this, that these levies should not be raised, you're jeopardizing millions of dollars we have already spent, the partnerships we've gained with other entities, but more importantly, putting Offutt Air Force Base at risk. Offutt Air Force Base is not at risk. If it were, Offutt would address it on their dime. No one can provide an official letter from the 55th or DOD saying flooding is a concern. The Pentagon says reoccurring flooding is not in the report on the effects of climate or changing climate to the Defense Department. They do not require these levy banks raised. We have spent enough millions. Why double or triple that? Throwing good money after bad. The GM knowingly misrepresented the meaning of unfunded mandate. Its torturous rationalization is not what people understand it to mean. From the Business Online Dictionary, it is requirements set forth by a governing agency that does not provide any type of funding to facilitate the requirement. I've shared those documents saying FEMA does not do mandates. These unfunded mandates have been ignored by somewhat competent public officials for years. Why did it stop? What is FEMA going to do? Arrest people? Take away the levy? Stop paying nothing? Their job is setting flood insurance rates. We do not need to spend $25 million so that an elite few may save on flood insurance premiums. Have them pay for it. Guess what? When you live in a river bottom near a levee, you most likely live in a floodplain. It's like a rooster announcing its fear of the sun that rises every day. It's not going to change. Good news. This levee works and works well.
and with proper maintenance should continue to do so. It has withstood what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers deemed a 500-year interval event and multiple 100-year interval events in the last 15 years. A needless $25 million FEMA accreditation will not change that success. Why is this board intent on increasing taxes? Saving off it is a canard. Same for the mandate. Who comes up with that? It's not the board. It was the GM and the chairperson, Thompson. Where's the 50% savings espoused by this board in the recent past? Have you not been paying attention to what was said in the legislature? Stop throwing good money after bad. To answer Director Weiss's point from Tuesday's ad hoc meeting, that we adjust how we do business in the future and avoid overspending is simple. Get project approval before you start buying. It's the law. Therefore, I'm voting no on any additional spending for raising of the Missouri River Levy. Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Any other comments from the directors? Director Weiss's? I'm sorry, he renamed you Weiss's instead of Weiss. Director Fowler, you have your hand up?
Well, I just like to say I categorically disagree with you 100% since I work it off it, retired it off it.
Wyatt, he's got the floor.
Thank you.
And I personally watched the flooding at the main gate going in and closing it off. Mm-hmm. Around that base, there is flooding risk. There's no denying about it. And they did have great effect. From the Undersecretary of the Air Force, 55th Wing Commander, to General Hyten himself, mm-hmm. have all said that was a big deal by what we did in culmination of saving this base. That was the oldest runway in our whole Air Force system. It had degraded to a point where we were up for BRAC, practically. And so it added to it, whether you like it or not, you have your personal opinion, but I can tell you it did have a big effect. And I'm sure with all the work that General Manager Winkler did, going back and forth in D.C., he can attest to it personally. But I can tell you at the base, yes, it has a big impact. And someday we're going to end up probably having a few wings there, as other bases are seriously going to be considered for BRAC. They're going to go away. Our base is going to be around for another 50, 60, 70 years, and no one's going to blink an eye. Between a new command and a brand new runway, we're alive in business, and the levies did have a major impact.
That's all I got to say. Any other directors?
Can I
not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
The allegation that you and I, concocted some scheme to, trick us into spending 20 some million dollars or more. There was a lot of folks involved, the governor of the state, the legislature who approved $14.3 million to assist us. The mayor of the city of Bellevue, the Bellevue City Council, Mayor Gene Stothert, and the Omaha City Council, the Sarpy County Board of Directors and their administration, as well as a number of folks in the Air Force who Tim pointed out, as well as the Department of Defense. So if we're going to be accused of some ruse, then all those people need to be lumped in that as well. So if you would like to make that on the public record, we'd be more than happy to make sure that that gets distributed. So I'll leave it up to you.
Has their opinion, sir.
Did you want to say anything else? Could you raise your hand, please? Yes, Director Grunwald, one final comment.
Director Fowler, you were elegant in your position. The point I will make is I have asked the Department of Defense and OFFIT to respond to see if they have actually come out and said, hey, the 55th Wing is going to move if you don't fix the levee. No response. It's not important enough to them to respond.
I can answer that, too.
An opinion is an opinion. The judge, the City of Omaha, Major Saw, that's fine.
The Department of Defense won't respond. The Department of Defense does not insert themselves in local decision-making. So you will not get a response from the Department of Defense.
And
we barely get a response from the Department of Defense.
That's true.
So here we are the agenda item for item 2B, 2A. $22 million is one of the most significant contracts we have
what Director Grunewald put out here, it's a bunch of, it's not accurate, and I'll leave it at that.
In your opinion, sir.
Don't interrupt. Roll call.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, can I just make one comment?
No.
Okay.
During roll call.
I'll abstain.
Well, when we get there.
Okay.
Oh, did you call us? Yeah.
Yep, abstain. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know she called you. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yes.
I'll get used to that.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunewald.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 10-2B, Amendment to Professional Services Contract with Thyra Engineering. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment to the Professional Services Contract with Thyra Engineering, Inc. for the Papio Natural Resources District, Missouri River, R-613/R-616 Federal Levy Certification Project, making the maximum not to exceed contract amount $5,509,538, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel. I think we have a change to this, Paul, the amount.
Yes, thank you. I need to recommend a friendly amendment here. Correct this at one time and saved it and then sent Jane the wrong memo. So that is why we have a wrong number in the recommendation that was brought to you, the subcommittee. The final number should be not to exceed contract amount of $5,515,010. Apologize for the error.
Say that again, five what?
$5,515,010.
Conley, you accept that friendly amendment?
I accept it, yes.
All right. What was the original? Comments from the public?
Okay, I need that. Come in.
Yeah, other than Woody, directors, roll call.
Can I make, if I can, one comment?
Sure.
I appreciate at this time I'm going to abstain on these votes, but I'll look forward to doing my homework for the next meeting and talking to all you folks, so. Thank you. That's my comment.
Fully understood.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Okay.
Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunewald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
Thank you. Agenda item 10B2C. Interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for relocation of utilities servicing the Papio Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for modifications to the Missouri River Levee System R-613/R-616 and relocation of utilities servicing the Papio Creek Water Treatment Plant, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by the District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any comments from the public?
Yeah.
Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Allen.
Yes.
Grunewald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Beckley.
Abstain.
Answer.
Yes. And that completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item C, FEL. Myself. Transfer of funds from construction to land rights for Zerinsky Water Quality Basin Number 2. Be resolved. The minutes of the February 12th meeting, if y'all are accepted, incorporated, following recommendations are adopted. Item 1, General Manager be authorized to transfer $468,736 from Zerinsky Water Basin 2, that account, into Zerinsky Water Basin 2, the other account. The committee so approved. Any comments from the public? Yeah. Directors. You scratching your head or you want to say something?
Oh, no.
You're fine. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Allen.
Yes.
Grunewald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
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 Beckley.
Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes, I'm too. We don't need to go in executive session, do we?
There's the discussion.
Yeah. Reprove report of appraisers for the Missouri River levy project. Recommendation following general manager deposit the amount shown on the screen into those different accounts. And the subcommittee so approves. Any comments from the public? Staff? Any director comments? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brenwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Minsky.
Yes.
Minsky. Yes.
Beckman.
Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Minsky.
Yes. Item 3, land rights for Missouri River levy, certification 110% over that account as on the board, be allowed to exceed the budget amount up to $1.820 million without further board approval. The committee so approves. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, roll call.
No.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes. Yes. Item 11, Treasurer's Report. Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first report, before I give it, I just want to give my appreciation to Director Tim Fowler. In the last meeting, we had a good marathon session, and appreciate him being the assistant treasurer. I look forward to working with the staff, and I really appreciate everybody's trust put into me to be the treasurer, and I will do my due diligence and do my best. So I really want to say that to all of you, and messed this up first time around, but I move that we approve items A through J on the treasurer's report. Treasurer's report.
Okay. There's a second.
Second.
And moved in second. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Abstain.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brenwald.
No.
Yes. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope when you get home there's still time to celebrate in each and one, everyone's method of which they choose. Mine is Red Stag by Jim Beam. Anyway. Item 13, General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I think. I'll be brief since everybody wants to get home. Information education highlights are attached. Austin did the presentation at the NARD conference, if any of you made that. He obviously does a great job all the time. Hats off to Bill Warren and his team. Our insurance folks came out to do a risk survey of the repair shop. Nothing was determined to be unsafe or any fire potential. So we got a great recommendation there, which will be obviously reflected in our insurance premiums. Executive Director Keep Omaha Beautiful sent the district a thank you letter for its ongoing support for their mission, as well as Sandra Hobson from the Nebraska Preparedness Partnership sent an email thanking the district for providing their group with a great venue for their training. A report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties attached, as well as the current ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel. The partnership did not meet in January. They did have a meeting on February 8th. And I believe the next meeting is, Amanda, help me. 28th, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay, 28th, 10 a.m. here at the NRC. And hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day. I'll be back in November. Valentine's Day. And I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just had a question for staff. Who will all be at the Omaha Boat Sport and Travel Show?
We don't do that. We're not.
You don't do that anymore?
No.
You could.
We could. Yeah, you could.
There you go.
And I'm Larry.
We'll give you some flyers.
Glad you volunteered for that one.
That was awesome. Thank you, Larry.
Oh, we used to have a booth.
Yeah, just one briefly. Justin Novak and I, we presented to the ninth grade class at Blair High School a couple different things. And it turned out really, really well. We got invited to present to the agri-science class, and it's an hour-and-a-half class, and I couldn't begin to talk for an hour-and-a-half, so I brought Justin along, who is fully capable of talking for an hour-and-a-half. But anyway, I just want to give him a lot of props for doing a terrific job. It was a great class. The kids were just really into it. I mean, there's this little stormwater flood drainage model that he brought along. It was a great little tool, and the kids had hundreds and hundreds of questions after that. But I just want to just shout out to Justin Novak. What a great job he did helping with that. So that's all.
Great.
All
right.
I'd like to add in your report the at the legislative conference, Austin brought, what's Al's name?
I think
staff? What's our Al's name?
Oh, yeah.
F-I-N-N.
F-I-N-N. He brought Finn with him, and I told him at some future date he'll bring Finn to the board, probably April, because we contribute to Earth Day. What?
Your thing. Huh? Your video, if you want to show it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, is that the one I asked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should have put that under my chairman's report. Anyways, Austin put him on notice. He's going to bring Finn to a board and talk about what he does as our education and so on. Further, I found this on YouTube, and it's a great video. It's only a minute and a half, so 2 minutes. It's the evolution of our bike trail system. It's starting to form in the middle.
Here does it start?
Kevin Carter, I don't know who you are, but thank
Eric knows.
Kevin Carter is an employee of the City and Law Planning Department. Well, he has such excellent GIS.
All right. Wow, you know, and I see that, and obviously I'm, it's maybe not obvious, but I'm a trail advocate, and we hope to connect the Field Club Trail and Turner Boulevard Trail the next couple of months, and that's a longer story I won't go into. But one thing I will go into is informational items. On your calendar, please note the dates. And the last thing, item 15, we are adjourned.